Hey, hey, Mindset Positive. Welcome back to another little dose of the word. I hope this finds you well. It is April in Middle Tennessee. If you listen carefully, you can hear the birds singing. It's actually Passover today, and I just finished putting a little decoration on my porch, kind of a tradition I have here at the Blessing House. And if you want to learn more about that, you can check out my Facebook in just a little bit, and I'll tell you guys more about it. And you can find me, Trey Nicole, on Facebook. But let's get to the word. Today's verses are from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. Oh, wow. Does that speak to you? Can I read that to you again? Philippians 2, 14 through 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. How much do you do without grumbling or arguing? Because here we are told to do everything without grumbling or arguing. I feel like we've talked quite a bit about the importance of the words that we speak. Those words have power and can set the tone for our day and our days to come. Those words can affect your mindset and the mindset of those around you. What if we chose not to grumble or argue for just one day? How much closer would we be to being blameless and pure? Something to think about, my friends. Certainly a word for me. Here's your action step. I bet you know I'm going to have you go read the word. Your assignment for today is to read Numbers 11. Read Numbers 11. If you're a journaler, journal your thoughts about the complaining going on in Numbers 11. If you're not a journaler, I was talking about this with some friends today. Actually, my Facebook is where I get my feelings out a lot of times. I feel like it's more of a blog for me. Or talk to a friend or voice message yourself. Just because you don't like to journal doesn't mean that you can't get your thoughts and your feelings out there. So when I say journal, get creative with that. Take it to mean whatever it means to you, whatever helps you. So journal your thoughts about the complaining going on in Numbers 11 and your thoughts about how you might sometimes complain in the face of blessings. Oh man, ouch. Maybe write out a prayer or say a prayer, asking God to shift your attitude to one of gratitude. So easy to complain, isn't it, friends? Especially when you're around other people who are complaining. Can I challenge you to take some time off from complaining and look at your blessings and not your burdens? Thank you all so much for being here. I check on my podcast every now and then to see somebody listening, to someone out there, and you are there. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you going on this journey with me. I picture it like this is our Bible study group, and this is how we have our lesson. You guys know I miss teaching those Bible studies, don't you? Whether in person or online. Maybe I'll get back to that someday. But for now, I'm going to leave you with these thoughts. Remember to count your blessings.